and go out.
And that must have been an old house.
It was. That house, I bet, was maybe 100 years or more before, you know.
That's really interesting, a round house.
Yeah, they tore it down. I wish you could show it to you. I like it. Just go back and look at it, because I never seen a house with a porch all around it.
That is interesting. Did it have real high ceilings?
Oh, yeah. God, you couldn't get warm. You just shake all day.
That really is interesting. Now, did you have any buildings out around this house you lived in when you were a child?
Yes, we had a barn, you call it. Feed barn, equipment shelters. You put your, well, on then you had maybe a few tractors, but mostly, you know, at first you had animals like the mules and horses that you plow with.
And tell me something about them.
When I was growing up, I loved to ride the horses and the mules too, because I wasn't afraid of them. And they would get up in the morning and get them out and hook them to the plows and take them out and work until 11:30 and then come home. That was lunch hour. And go back at 1 and work until 6, according to what time of the year it was. You know, it'd get dark early, so according to what time of the year. And they'd bring them home at night, and they would feed them, water them up, and they'd rest the night. And then the next morning, they'd get up and get them again, and that's the way they did.
You said here was the kitchen. What was this room you said next to the kitchen right here?
That was my room.
No,
kitchen. Oh, you got to turn over. Storage room?
No, storage room.
Something like that. That was a dining area.
Oh,
that's
the dining area.
All right.
I just want to write that in there.
Oh, we had a great big dining room. Big dining room table that went way. Because a lot of us. We had old wooden benches that you sat on. By the table.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that must have been quite a production to cook supper or something for all those people. Did you
help
do that?
Yeah. Well, see, like when I was come 9 years old, I started keeping the house and my mother. You asked me, did my mother work? Yes, she did. My mother had to go to the field. That's
really?
Right. Yeah. And I took care of the kids from 9 years up. I was 9 years old, and I started baking cakes and I learned to cook it real early.
Yeah, you missed that. That's one.
And washing and taking care of the kids. She never did do no public work, but she just help out, you know, on the farm. Yeah, you have to cook a huge pot full of everything, you know, because the kids would eat hearty. And like baking bread, we'd bake 2 big flats, weight of the column full.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been. What about cooking breakfast? That must have been a
oh, God,
breakfast.
You just cooked till you got tired of cooking bacon. Yeah, well, you know, it's a funny thing. We was blessed. They tell me if you have a lot of children, some people say I wouldn't have a lot of children because you can't support them, you can't feed them. But I believe God bless you with food when you have those kids. Because we'd never be hungry. We had plenty all the time. My daddy would raise hogs and kill them, and we kept plenty of meat and he raised vegetables and chickens, and we never was hungry. But when you cook, you had to cook a whole lot. Like breakfast, we cooked a big 4-quart pot with grits and a real one.
4 quarts,
And you cook maybe a couple of waiters of bread. Now, we don't do that no more. We don't cook biscuits for breakfast no more. Like when I come along, we was cooking that. And then you'd serve them, some were like syrup, you know. And we'd had home made butter that you milked the cow and you made your butter. You churned it in a churn with your hand. You did it up and down and it would make big lumps of butter.
Oh, that's great. That must have been something. Now, tell me about building a fire. You said you had fireplaces in Norman's house.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
You get killing. You nowadays, you don't.